I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you.
What God has for us. Amen. Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1, the Word of God says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house." Amen. Hallelujah. "Into a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Amen. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all of their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land into the place of Shechem, as some people say, Shechem. Amen. Under the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, "Unto thy seed will I give this land." And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1, the Word of God says, you can probably quote it, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Hallelujah. Well, amen, we were in the Sunday school lesson at, amen, this morning at Noah. Amen, and if you can study any kind of genealogy in your Bible, amen, you'll come to the conclusion that about the time of this scripture passage, or by the time they had arrived in Haran, amen, that Abram is 75 years old. Amen, there had been 367 years right about there that had come to pass since the flood. Amen, and yes, 300 and something years, and I'm telling you, it had got pretty nasty all over again. Amen. Here's Abram living down in Ur of the Chaldees, and we're going to explain some of the scripture here, how that a lot of people believe that when this was written that Abram come out of Ur. But if you look and study the previous chapter, you found that Abram and his father and, amen, Lot, and had already moved to Haran. Amen, sometime earlier. Amen, and but you understand something with Brother Joe. I want to just look for a while at faith, the substance and the evidence. Amen, faith, the substance and the evidence. Amen. There's a whole lot of preaching on faith today. Amen. And sometimes I'm not so sure about how right or a lot of this stuff is. A lot of it's rigged for the precepts of men. Amen. A lot of it's just a means by which they will try to convince someone to invest in their quote-unquote ministry. Amen. You'll know Brother Joe said quote-unquote ministry because a lot of times a lot of what folks are calling a ministry is simply, it is an act or a purpose and a will to fill up their coffers rather than to fill up the kingdom of heaven. Amen to God. Believe you me, there is a lot of difference. Amen. So here in the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, amen. We cover a lot of ground in the book of beginnings. Amen. Covers a huge amount of territory. Amen. In the time span of from the creation, amen, through to the deluge and then into the times of the patriarchs. Amen. And so there's a lot of ground that is in there. Amen. And I wanted just for a little while this morning, here Abram at 75, 367 years down the road. Amen. Most of us know that, amen, after that they had come through the flood. Amen. And there after the flood, they begin to get this wonderful idea that we'll build us a tower. Amen. To heaven, and we'll just, God knows when man makes up his mind to do something, there's a lot can be done. Amen. I mean, don't believe it. Take a look at the evil in the world today. Tell me man can't accomplish things. I didn't say they was right. Amen. But they can accomplish a lot of things. Amen. So God said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just fix them. Amen. And there God dispersed them. He confounded their languages. Brother Joe believes that's where the races, amen, are distinguished and separated. Amen. You talk about pandemonium when the person next to you suddenly, amen, changes all of their features. Amen. And their language becomes confused and you no longer understand. I'm telling you, them people can't work together very long. It's not going to happen. Amen. You got to communicate to work together. Amen. And so God just disrupted that business. Amen. I can tell you, God disrupts anything He wants to disrupt. I don't care how many men like it, how many don't like it. Amen. God knows how to break it all up. God knows how to, amen, turn things around. Amen. He knew how to get a hook in Sennacherib's nose, turn him back, amen, back to the false gods and to the temple, amen, that he worshipped in, and there his own son slew him. Amen. I can tell you, the man of God and the king at that time had not to do anything but just simply to call on God. And he said, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be all right. He's going to hear a rumor from his home country. Amen. I'm going to put a hook in his nose. Amen. That's the God that we serve. Oh, Brother Joe, that was back then. Amen. I have to tell you, He's the same God this morning, amen, that He was back then. Oh, it don't matter who's in authority. It don't matter who the kings are. It doesn't matter who the princes are. You know, sometimes today we live with this little pattern of thought, amen, that, you know, that God just don't do that kind of thing anymore. Well, as long as we believe that, that's exactly what we'll have. Amen. We can take it or leave it. We will simply, amen, we will regulate the breadth and the depth and the width and the height of what God can do. Amen. By us either believing that God is who He says He is, or by us, amen, manufacturing a God in our own minds. Amen. I want to look at it. There's a pattern that is here, and I want us to see it. Amen. That very clear pattern. Amen. And that pattern is not just prerequisite to, amen, to Brother Abram. Amen. God said He had no respect to person, by the way. Amen. And I want us to see what God intended. Amen. Also, you could title this the heritage of the saints. Amen. Whatever that you want to title it. Amen. Doesn't matter to Brother Joe. Amen. Now, amen. Abram here. Isn't it amazing about how God found this man? Amen. Here, God is, in order for God to do what He says He's going to do, amen, in the beginning when He stood Lucifer up in front of him, amen, and Adam and Eve, and He said through childbearing, amen, that seed of the woman's going to bruise the head of that serpent, and he's going to bruise his heel, amen, that God's got going to get him a man in the earth to begin to bring about, amen, what He has intended to do. Oh, I can tell you, son, when God says out to do something, amen, there's something that's going to happen. You hear me? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, we need to understand today, amen, that God's given the church a commission, and if we'll get in there with Him, and God has already set out to do those things, amen, that there will something come of what God has intended for His church and in the life of the believers. Woo! I've been made to, amen, to more aware of the riches of God in the last few weeks. And I'm not talking about earthly things. I'm talking about heavenly things. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. And if folks can just willing to, amen, to get in tune with heaven. Amen. And to hear what God says. Amen. And shut out all this earthly business. And a vast deal of what you're going to have to shut out, amen, is being spouted out of the church. Amen. I said a vast deal of it. You're going to have to shut out folks who have a profession but don't possess anything. But what they do possess, no one really wants it. Listen. Now, what he says here, get thee out. Abram, now you know that this is a marvelous thing. It pleased God. Amen. I went through the Word of God to find this Scripture. Amen. And here the writer in Jameson Fawcett Brown commentary comments and says it pleased God. And he's dealing with a reference to a Scripture. Amen. Who has often been found of them who sought Him not to reveal Himself to Abraham. I don't find where Abraham was seeking God, but I found where God sought him out. Well, Brother Joe, what has that got to do with me and you? I don't know a sinner that has ever got saved for the most part, amen, that God hasn't sought him out. Hello? Woo! Amen. I said, it was God come knocking on my door. Amen. Matter of fact, that is the pattern that we see. Amen. Not only does that pattern work in the realm of that sinner, it'll work also in the realm of the church. I find in Revelation that he's a knocking at the door of the church. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. God's a seeking, trying to get in. I realize there's a lot of folks got God shut out. They're too happy with their own system. Amen. To begin to be worried about what God wants. Amen. I'm telling you, but God is after something. God has spoken and He's going to bring it to pass. You understand something. Yes, Brother Abram had to be complicit with God. I said he had to yield. Amen. What's going to happen, Brother Job? He's not going to find him somebody. Let's just go ahead and look at something while we're right there. Amen. I realize you've got all these scholars and all these folks want to say a whole lot of things. Amen. But I can tell you, look far enough, you understand that God knows everything. Amen. He doesn't learn anything. Amen. God knew who His man in the earth was. Amen. Before He's ever here, before He ever come on the scene, down through time, God knew who He was. And so God, amen, reveals Himself to Abram. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that revelation has a profound effect. Oh, I said that revelation, it still will. Amen to them who will respond appropriately. Amen. I'm telling you, when Saul of Tarsus is headed down the road to Damascus, amen, he's set on killing Christians, throwing them in prison, whatever that, amen, he can see fit. And I hear a lot of people want to, amen, throw rocks at Paul. He's doing this in complete ignorance. Amen. He's been blinded by religion. Oh, you shouldn't say that, Brother Joe. Amen. But he has. He's been blinded by the religion of the Pharisees, so he doesn't even know who the Son of God is. Isn't that a shame? Amen. I can tell you, we still got a lot of folks today. Amen. Ate up with that same business. Amen. They so caught up in religion, they don't even know who God is. So they didn't even recognize Him. He's not the first. Amen. When the great conqueror, Alexander the Great came into Palestine. Amen. The priest of that day, amen, out of Israel, amen, went to him and met him, and we've been expecting you. How come you've been expecting me? Amen. Because, amen, in the book of Daniel, prophesied, amen, that ram's going to go up against that goat with collar, amen, and that goat is going to overrun the ram. Hello, they knew by the Word of God, amen, and by the prophecy of Daniel, amen, that there's going to come a conqueror out of Greece, amen, out of the, amen, Acadia. I'm telling you, and here he comes and they recognize him, but what got wrong? They didn't read a little further, amen, down the pike and find out that there's going to come, amen, a stone, amen, that's been carved out of the mountain without hands, amen, and it's going to bruise, amen, going to crush that image. image that, amen, has been revealed in that dream. Amen. It's going to come about the time of that Roman system. They completely missed that. Isn't it amazing how blinding sin, amen, and the manufacturers of man can make people, amen, to the point that they don't even see, amen, here, amen, God begin to deal. Amen, here's Paul going to Damascus, but I'm telling you, when the Lord got through, amen, with His little visitation, amen, the Apostle Paul in the first few seconds, amen, of that experience, knew he wasn't dealing with no religion. He knew he wasn't dealing with no fictional faction of man, but he's dealing with the I Am. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, who art thou? Amen. He's right. He didn't know him. Amen. Who are you? Amen. I'm Jesus. Let me introduce myself to you. You're the one. Amen. I'm the one you've been persecuting because you've been persecuting those that I've sent. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, he didn't get huffy and puffy and say, well, let's have a debate about it. Amen. Decide if you're right or I'm wrong. No, Lord, what would you have for me to do? Immediately. Amen. You just head on into Damascus to the way that's called straight. I'll see. I'll take care of it. Amen. You know something? Amen. I can tell you, it didn't take the Apostle Paul a second hardly to repent. Amen. And get right with God. Still don't. It only takes a brief moment. Amen. I said, all it takes a second to get right with God. Well, no, it ain't God meeting the conditions. It's me. It's us. Amen. I got to come to His conditions. I can tell you, God's knocked at the door, but the terms have already been set. Abram, amen, look at here. Amen. God said He was going to be found of them that saw Him not. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad that He is. I said, I'm so glad that He is. Amen. When I wasn't looking for Him, He come looking for me. Oh, glory to God. Like that song. Amen. They sang, He came looking for me. My God. I heard Brother David Talbert testify years ago. Amen. He's backslid away from God. He's sitting at a bar. Amen. Drinking. Amen. Somebody that didn't even know who it was walks in, walks over to that old jukebox, dropped a quarter or whatever it was in. Amen. And turned on old Freddie Fender. Amen. Singing Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. Amen. He said, I knew He'd come into place after me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, we have a seeking Savior. Amen. He hasn't just begun to do that. He's been doing it for years and years. Oh, I'm so glad. Amen. That He found me. Hallelujah. In love, He put His arms all around me and He led me to the shelter. Now, I'm one of His own. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Amen. Abram, you're going to have to get up and get out of here, boy. You know what Brother Joe finds is the failure of a lot of Christian folks? They won't get up and get out. They won't separate. Now listen, He's going to bring it down the line now. Amen. And he's not unbiblical. The pattern runs all the way through the New Testament. Amen. Look at here. Abram, amen, you need to get up and get out of this country. You need to get out of here. Woo, to get thee out of thy country. It's yours. You don't need to be in yours. Ow. Woo, I'm headed to another country. Amen. I'm headed to one. Amen. That's mine by inheritance. Not because I've earned it. Amen. Not because I'm worthy. But because, amen, of one who went before me and one who purchased my redemption. Who purchased, amen, my salvation. Amen. And who has purchased for me an inheritance. Amen. Eternal in the heavens. Hallelujah. You talk about where's boasting at then. Ain't no boasting in that. Amen. They abiding far too much, I find, in the realms of church. Folks try to find something to boast about. Amen. They're trying to find something to brag about. Amen. That they've done that have, amen, given them the right to lay claim to something from God. I'm telling you, there is nothing a man can boast of, amen, truthfully and honestly, that gives him claim to anything in God. Amen. Because everything good that man's ever done, he could only have done it, amen, by God working in him. Amen. And he could have accomplished nothing outside of that but sin, sorrow, and degradation. I mean, what am I going to add to God? I can tell you what God said. God never wanted me to add anything. God's trying to get me to take away the part, amen, and keep on that cross the part that is interfering with what God's trying to do, amen, in the life. When man goes to try to help God, I mean, Abraham is the father of the Arab race. God, I mean, Abraham, if we look at it, amen, out of his descendants come the, amen, we find a huge amount of peoples that come out from under Abraham. Now listen, amen, one of those was the working of God, and the other was the working of Abram. Hello? Oh, listen, amen, all those that was the working of Abram, amen, have been thorns and problems, amen, in the size and in the flesh, and interfering with those who were the product of God. Oh, still that way today, ain't it? Amen. What man does, amen, is destroying, is destructive, amen, is disruptive, amen. It is everything except what God intended. Amen. Isn't it amazing? I think I told us, I believe, a week or so ago, I read a statistic a few days ago that some 32,000, I believe it was, denominations in the Christian realm. Boy, that's an awful lot of scattering around, wasn't it? Amen. Somehow or another, our Brother Joe just cannot figure where God's been involved in that business. Amen. I said, I can't find where God's been involved in that. Amen. God's not, I can tell you, God is not a scatterbrained God. Amen. Look here. Get up. You get out of your country. Amen. There come a time, amen, in January the 13th, 1985, that God said, get up and get out of your country. Amen. You need to come away from where you are. Woo! Amen. Oh, I don't know if you ever read Pilgrim's Progress. Do you good to read it? Amen. At one time you could find it in the school library. It's considered a literary classic. It's probably not there anymore with this ungodly mess that we have today. Amen. But I can tell you, glory to God, amen, when the old boy has come by, amen, and when he has heard Mr. Evangelist, amen, preaching, amen, suddenly, amen, Christian understands something. What does he understand, Brother Joe? He understands that he's living in the city of destruction. Amen. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, God, that we could get a lot more folks to understand they're living in the city of destruction. Amen. And whoa, what must I do was the cry of a Christian's lips. What must I do? Amen. Evangelist turns and points to the top of a hill and says, see yon wicket gate. You see that narrow gate there? Hello? I can tell you that hill's Calvary. Amen. That gate. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Why? Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Oh, I can tell you, amen. Oh, Brother Bunyan was a wonderful preacher. Amen. You see that narrow gate? Amen. You make for it. Amen. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Amen. For many shall strive and not be able. Amen. Why? They won't come with the right spirit, the right attitude, the right heart. Amen. You've got to be repentant. Ain't nobody can go through that gate that's not repentant. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I love what is seen in the gatekeeper's house. Whew. Amen. I've experienced it a few times. More than a few, actually. Amen. I give God thanks for it most all the time. Amen. There, he's while he's in there. He's noticing, amen, that there, amen, there's a devil, amen, a demon spirit. He's casting, amen, water on the fire. And every time he casts water on the fire, it flames leap up higher. Amen. And he marveled at it. And he said, come around here with me. Took him around behind the wall. Amen. On the backside is an angel with a oil can. Every time the devil's throwing water, he's throwing oil on. Ah, God of heaven, I'm telling you, if you and I walk with God, yet, ain't going to also be, amen, those folks with the wet water blankets and the water buckets, amen, they're going to all try to put out your fire, amen, to God behind the scenes, amen, God will dispatch the angel, amen, of heaven, amen, and he'll squirt all of the Holy Ghost, amen, on you, amen, to God, and cause the flames to leap higher. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, he still does that. Amen. Woo, Abram, get up. Get out from out of your country. You got to separate yourself. Warn the many convert. If you do not separate yourself from those that you hung around with before you got saved, and I'm not talking about be hateful, mean, or talk about you live like a hermit. You see, there's been a lot of misconceptions through the years about what separation, amen, unto God means. Separated unto God, I'm simply separated for His purpose. I'm going to separate myself from all ungodly activity. Hello? Didn't say that if you separate yourself from the world and from people in the world, then you have no ministry. You have no reason for being there. Hello? You understand something? We are to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. How you do that? Amen. If you're going to, amen, hide under a bushel somewhere, you can't do it. Amen. But I can tell you what, we got to be distinct. Oh, listen, amen, the term, He has called you out of darkness, amen, typifying the essence of that church, ecclesia, the called out, amen to God. I'm telling you, we are called out of darkness. We are called out of sin. You tell me, amen, you tell me that Abram wasn't called out of sin? Amen. I can tell you he's dwelling there. Amen. I said I was going to show, amen, that there was a distinction in the separation time. Let me go back and just read it to you real quickly. Amen. To establish what I said earlier. Now he had says are truly a miracle. In Isaiah 65:1, he said, I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. Aren't you glad God has done that? I believe He'd done that to this nation many years ago. Behold me, look and see, look and see, look upon me. Oh God, would to God this nation as a whole would look upon Him, observe Him with the intent, amen, of letting Him shape our lives. You know, we talk about all the time, they talk about all these, folks that you want to model your life after. Amen. Somehow or another, I can't never seem to hear the one that should be talking about. I think it ought to be Jesus. Amen. If you want to have be really successful, now you might not be successful by the world standards, but you can be really successful if we will let Him be the model of our life. Listen, I want to quickly read. In Ur of the Chaldees, if you read in Acts chapter 7, we'll just go ahead and read the story and the pattern out of Acts. Amen. In chapter 7, listen to what the Word of God says here as we run. In Acts 7:2, and He said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan, or Haran, as it is in the Old Testament text. To go to the land of Canaan. And they came unto Charan. And God said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall shew thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Charan. And from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein ye now dwell.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.